ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you amazing guests, some that have overcome challenges, and some guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And make sure that when you're at that website, to sign up for my free newsletter. When you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And if you're looking for inspirational reading, make sure that you check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And you can purchase that also through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And that book is available in ebook and hard copy versions. So, Chris, my friend, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Sue. I think I'm a lot better than you are tonight.
I think you shared your cold with me, you know?
It's amazing how, even though you're way over there in Canada and I'm way down here in Rhode Island, we're definitely on the same whatever. I definitely gave you what I had.
Well, you know what? I'm blaming my grandson. You know, every time I love him dearly. He's like my little hero, my little sparkle in my eye. But every time he gets a runny nose, he always wants grandma. And of course, I always go and, you know, I'll do some Reiki on him. He always wants grandma's magic hands. And, you know, I'll always go over there. And I always know that, you know, I was doing pretty good, that I never got sick, you know, a few weeks ago. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday. So, and he's doing great now, but the entire rest of our family's sick. So, you know, God bless my child.
Well, I think it's like the weather. I think it like started where we were this time, though, and it went backwards towards you. So I think it's and then it's spreading. And then after that, it will leave you and you'll be as good as I am tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I've got some big news for you. We had a big birthday here in our house this week.
Let me guess.
Can you guess who?
It must be Mr. Sue London. Got to be Ross.
It was. He turned 55 years old on Tuesday. And, you know, I love birthdays, right? It's a big thing.
It's huge.
I had so much fun with him because I love to give surprises throughout from the morning till the time they go to sleep, anyone in our family. And it was great. We surprised him first thing in the morning. My one daughter took school off in the morning. We took him out for breakfast. And then another daughter came over. He thought she was working and she surprised him with balloons. And then we went out. And then the next daughter, well, she made a dinner. And we always say she really can't cook, but she did an awesome job of cooking dinner. And then our grandson made cupcakes for grandpa. So it was really a nice birthday for him. And, you know, we gave him flowers and that. So he's all excited now because you guys down in the States have this thing called seniors menu, discount menu. So when we go to restaurants now, when you're 55, you get a discount at the restaurants. So he's really excited about that.
I don't think he's excited about having the label senior citizen on him, though. He's a bit too young for that, I think.
Well, you know what? I was telling you earlier, he surprised me. And I, as you know, I'm turning 50 in November. And he said, you know what, with our birthdays this year, and again, you know, everyone knows how big my birthday is. He surprised me and he booked a Caribbean cruise for us.
Woo!
And we're going in November. Yeah. And he was all excited. He goes, now I'm 55. I got a seniors discount. I'm so excited. So it's funny how people look at their birthdays, eh?
You two are so young, though. I don't even want to think of the word. When I think of senior in the same sentence as you two, I think of a senior in college.
Well, you know what? I don't feel old, and it's all about your mindset, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I feel like I'm in my 30s, and normally I have lots of energy. Like, not today, I don't, but, you know, normally I have lots of energy, and I'm so grateful for that, to keep up with that five-year-old little grandson of ours, because, boy, boys are so different than girls.
Well, I'm learning every day.
But that's a whole other topic, right?
Absolutely. I'm very familiar with what you're talking about.
Now, Chris, let me ask you, how is your eyes? Can you see okay? You don't need glasses, do you?
No, as a matter of fact, I have 20/20 vision, always have, and every time I take the eye test when I get my driver's license, I pass with flying colors.
Well, I'm going to ask a question just for you tonight, my friend.
Okay.
Because today we have got on an amazing guest. I'm so excited to share her with everyone. She's actually my family optometrist, and her name is Dr. Patricia Simone Fink, and we're going to talk about healthy eyes. And she's going to answer just that question. If you have 20/20 vision, are you healthy? So we're going to maybe bring you on the show about that part, my friend. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds very apropos.
I'm going to do it to you again.
You always do.
I know, because I love you so much.
Right? I love you too.
So let's tell everyone about Dr. Fink. She's a graduate from Doctorate of Optometry degree in 1995 from the New England College of Optometry in Boston, Massachusetts. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Biology from McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Dr. Fink is a member of the Ontario Association of Optometrists, Canadian Association of Optometrists, and registered with the College of Optometrists of Ontario, Canada. She also holds an associate certificate from the Optometrics Extension Program Foundation and is an associate with COVD. Busy lady. Very busy lady. Dr. Fink has clinical experiences from the VA hospital in Manchester, New Hampshire, homeless shelter of Boston, the Vision Institute of Canada, a VOSH Vosh mission to Mexico, and 16 years of private practice in Ontario, Canada. Her practice in Burlington, Ontario, Canada is full service, which includes eye examinations for all ages, treatment and management of ocular disease, contact lens fitting and evaluations, pre- and post-operative care, and laser vision correction, and cataracts patients, in-office vision therapy, and a full optical boutique. Dr. Fink became interested in the eye care field as a child as her nearsightedness progressed year by year, delving into contact lens wear and then laser vision correction. She is extremely motivated to provide preventative eye care and health visions to all that see her. And folks, I can attest to that. I love this lady. One of her goals is to prevent, I'm probably saying this wrong, myopathy, which is nearsightedness, in her two children. She happens to be, like I said, our family's optometrist, and I can tell you I am extremely, extremely blessed to have her working with my family and I. Now, you can learn more about Dr. Patricia Simone Fink at her website, drfink.ca. That's drfink.ca. So without delay, Dr. Fink, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you so very much for having me, and thank you for all those very kind words.
Well, you know what? I mean them. I cannot say them. How many times have I seen you with strange things, like the tape cut on my eyeball, and then we go through the contact lenses, right? So
you're always a real trooper and always positive about everything I have to say, so you're a pleasure to have in the office, Sue. So.
Well, thank you. Well, and you know what I love about you, and I have to tell everybody, you know, you've heard me had a lot of great guests on the show, and I'm really about working with people for my own care, my family's care, who are open-minded to other options for our health, other healing modalities, and whatever it takes. And that's what I love about you, is that you are open-minded to other things. And we're going to talk about some of these things today. But I really appreciate that. And I think that's important for anyone who's looking for a doctor, optometrist, any kind of healthcare, to have them be open-minded. And they are out there. This is one you're listening to today. So thank you for that.
Well, no, it's I think growth and learning never stops, and it goes for doctors as well. And there's always more to learn and exciting new fields. And the type of area that you're involved with hits every profession in the health department. So
yeah, it's first so true. Now, before we get started, I want everyone to know you can call in today. And you've got the opportunity to ask Dr. Fink your eye care questions. No question is stupid, so don't hold back. Ask your questions. Now, the number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, we have to go to a commercial in about a minute and a half here. But before we do that, let me ask you this question. Is it true that if a person has 20/20 vision, does it mean that their eyes must be healthy then?
Well, not necessarily. 20/20 vision checks your central focusing point.
Okay.
And does not mean that there is no disease or no area that could be functioning below normal.
Okay.
So a very important part of vision that allows you to move and maneuver around is your side and peripheral vision. And conditions such as glaucoma and retinitis pigmentosa are two examples that can affect the periphery, and your 20/20 vision would be the very last thing to go.
Okay.
So assuming 20/20 vision, which is one thing people understand because it's a number that means, quote, perfect, it gives a pretty big assumption that everything is normal. And 20/20 vision at distance has a whole different implication for what that means for up close work with all the computers and near point work that we put our eyes through on a daily basis.
Okay. So, Chris, to answer your question, there's your answer.
Well, that was very simple, too.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to hear that you have to do a driver's test and have to have your eyes checked. How often do you have to do that down in the States?
Actually, I think it's every, you know, I didn't do the math, but I think it's like every 7 years or something. It's not that much.
Well, that's very much better than what we have up here, because once you receive your driver's license here at 16, you don't get checked again until you're 80 for your eyes. So kudos for the U.S. for checking on a more regular basis.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, we've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of sunglasses. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and then we will be back right away. So hang on.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired.
create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My very special guest today is Dr. Patricia Fink, and our topic is healthy eyes. Folks, today, call in. I really want to encourage you to call in and ask Dr. Fink your eye questions. Whether you're having problems with your eyes, you want to understand, you need to have the surgery, if you want to know about contacts, any care for your children, call in. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Dr. Fink, you and I have had so many conversations about sunglasses and the importance of wearing them. Can you share with everybody why, first of all, they're so important to wear?
Well, just like having a sunscreen for the rest of your body to protect yourself from ultraviolet light rays, sunglasses are the sunscreen for your eyes. And, of course, your eyes can't function without light. They need light in order to have visual function. The whole center of the eye is focused to catch as much light as possible. But the UV light can cause a lot of damage and can cause disease, such as cataracts and macular degeneration, and something called pterygia in the front of the eyes, which is very common in people that live close to the equator. And those can all disrupt the function of your eyes and make things uncomfortable for you. So sunglasses are extremely important for all people of all ages, especially for our light-skinned, light-toned, blue-eyed people, because just like their skin tends to be more sensitive to sunburns, their eyes are also much more susceptible to diseases such as macular degeneration.
And I have blue eyes, and I know you've said that to me, always wear sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And actually, our whole family has that. We have a question here on the instant feedback area on the site here, and it's from Ella. And her question is, how does autoimmune disease affect our vision or damage the eye?
There are many different conditions that are classified under autoimmune conditions. Rheumatoid arthritis is one example, which itself can affect a lot of the moisture and tear film of the eyes. But most significantly, it is also the medications that are used to treat these conditions that can have a lot of eye side effects related to them. So very important for autoimmune conditions to get checked on a regular basis for many more things than just the central vision, which is the 20/20, but also the comfort of the eyes. And a lot of different diseases fall under that category.
Well, I know when I was really sick and flared up with Crohn's disease, my sight was really bad. And as I got healthier.
Yeah, you probably saw a massive improvement in your vision after things started to clear up.
For sure.
Yeah, inflammation is a serious concern for the eyes, and things such as an iritis can be extremely devastating and can cause a lot of loss of vision, and that's when the immune system starts to go a little bit haywire and crazy and trying to protect the eye from whatever it's going through with the autoimmune response. So,
can I ask you this? Now, you know, Ella's asking this question, how does the autoimmune disease affect our vision? Is there something that, you know, this lady can do to prevent that or help it?
I think reducing the flare-ups from an autoimmune disorder is best for all the tissues in the body. The reason it affects the eye so much, of course, is because it's connected to everything else, and there's a lot of blood flow to the eye. So whatever affects other parts of the body also affects the eyes. And so whatever is necessary to treat the condition systemically, which is for the whole body, will also help the eyes in keeping the inflammation down in the eyes, whether through drops that your doctor can prescribe for you and cold compresses and a lot of severe inflammation does help, is vital.
What about vitamins, supplements?
Vitamin supplements are extremely important. Again, it's metabolism is affected by your nutrition. And so, of course, many people with different types of conditions can help improve their health by using vitamins. And vitamins are very important for the back of the eye, especially the high doses of antioxidant vitamins, which helps in preventing macular degeneration. It's actually strongly recommended for people with a family history of macular degeneration or have the signs of some dry macular degeneration to take high doses of antioxidant vitamins and omega-3s. So, yes, very helpful.
Good. Now, thank you for your question, Ella. I really appreciate that. I've learned something myself. Now, let's talk about eye care for kids. Well, I mean, just, you know, bringing my kids in and bringing the next generation in to see you has been really an education for me. Now, what age do you suggest people to start having their kids tested?
It's quite shocking for a lot of people, but at 6 months of age.
6 months?
It's the recommended first eye exam for a child. That's when the eye movements are developed in both directions, from in as well as for out. And mainly you want to make sure that the eyes are healthy, that there is no congenital cataract that may be obstructing vision, that there is no eye turn. And even though at 6 months there might be some crazy prescription going on there in both eyes because the eye is still growing and developing, not that there would be a prescription prescribed. However, if there is an imbalance between both eyes, that needs to be addressed relatively early so that it doesn't continue in that direction.
Okay, now this might be a funny question, but how do you test a 6-month-old eyes? they can't look at the little through the little light and go, there's a barn and that's yellow, you know, there's a duck.
No, you're right. Absolutely. We don't get much of a response except for maybe sleeping and crying.
Yes.
no, we do objective testing. We use our lights to measure. The eye is pretty much like an optical bench that we can use as a refractive measurement, so we can see how much of a prescription is there just by the light reflex and using free lenses in front of the eyes.
Okay,
they don't have to fit into the machines for adults. They do have specific children's equipment that we use.
Wow.
We also see what their response is to striped lights that we spin very slowly on a drum. The children can't help but react to that, and their eyes do a slight rotation called a nystagmus that goes back and forth, and that's a reflex we want to see going in both directions for each eye. And that indicates that the necessary fixation is there for them to see the stripes.
Oh, okay. Now, how often should the children's eyes be tested?
Definitely annually, once a year.
Okay.
There is a lot of growth and development that is occurring in every aspect of a little child. And all the neurology for the eyes, not only for the central vision area, but also for the eye movements and eye muscles, are closely connected to the nerves that affect the ear development and speech development. So anytime there may be a delay in one of those, it can also affect the eyes. And, of course, as you know yourself, Sue, having a grandchild, they grow very quickly, and there's lots of changes that go on. And so if something goes askew, we want to catch it early.
Yeah. Now, you and I have talked about this, but many people don't realize this. We talked, before we had this question come up about sunglasses. Children should be wearing sunglasses no matter what their skin type is, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Their pupil sizes tend to be larger than an adult, so there's a lot more catching of light.
Okay.
They have a much higher sympathetic nervous system going, so, of course, a larger pupil size because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, their skin is almost translucent around the eyelids, so, of course, sunglasses will help the skin around the eyes. And lighter pigmented eyes, the babies do have lighter eyes. Not all of them are born with dark eyes. Sometimes they change later on. Of course, makes them much more susceptible to having bright lights and tearing, and a lot of them end up closing one eye And if they continuously close one eye, what does that mean for the development of that eye down the road?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because how many of us go to theme parks and all these places with our small kids, our grandchildren, and see these really awesome, cute sunglasses? There's sunglasses that are not good for us, correct?
Yes, it's really important to make sure that they are UV protected. Okay. There are some sort of fashion sunglasses out there that probably may not have the UV protection necessary. Most eye doctors and most optical stores have a UV meter that can check to see if those sunglasses actually have the 100% UV protection that your child requires.
Okay.
But the other concern with those are sometimes the optics. If the quality of plastic is poor and you're distorting your child's vision looking through those, you need also to be very cautious with that.
So is there, when the tag is attached to the glasses, is there something specific it should say so that you know that it's okay to buy them?
Yes, there should be a tag on there. It should be authorized that it has 100% UV protected.
100%.
For both UVA and UVB.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, I've got a question here. My child's eye is turning, and we've been told that they will outgrow this. Is this true?
No, anytime there is an eye that is turning, sometimes it's not unusual to have some unusual eye movements before the age of 4 months. But after 6 months of age, if there is an eye turn, that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
It needs to have a proper eye exam done to see if there is some way of correcting that, both optically and through exercises. Outgrowing it will not occur. They will become more adept at turning their eye, and there is obviously a reason that they're turning that eye.
Okay, so good to either, know.
Yeah, they're either seeing double or seeing blurry out of one eye, and they're getting that image out of the way for a reason.
Wow, okay, good to know. Guys, didn't I tell you this girl's knowledgeable? I'm so excited to have her here today. This show's going so fast, too. We've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how I changed my diet and what improved in my eyesight. So I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio, More Healthy Eyes with Dr. Patricia Simone Fink when we come back. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter King has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. talkradio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Dr. Patricia Simone Fink here with us today, and we're talking about healthy eyes. I encourage you all to call in and ask your questions today. The doctor's in the house, and this is a great opportunity, and she's a fantastic optometrist, too, so this is your opportunity, folks. Call in 1-800-930-2819 and ask your questions. Okay, we before the break, I was saying that, you know, we got to share with everybody what happened, how my eyes improved as a result of changing my food. I'll let you tell everybody what happened. Does that sound okay, Patricia?
Let me?
Yeah. Go.
Well, why don't you talk about the changes that you made in your diet first, and then we can relate it to what was changes that occurred with your actual prescription.
Okay, well, basically, folks, as you hear me say every week, I always look for ways to take my health to a higher, better level. And I was working with someone about my metabolism, and I'm also gluten intolerant, and I didn't know even till recently that if you have problems with gluten and allergies and food sensitivities, it can actually mess up your system. It can mess up your metabolism. If you don't have it, then all of a sudden you do have it. It's like foreign for you. So I did a cleanse and got my metabolism back on track, and I went for my eye checkup, and this is the result. So do you want to tell them what happened then?
Yes. So what we actually found in Sue's prescription is that she had reduced astigmatism in her eyes, or actually she had eliminated all of the astigmatism in her prescription entirely. And this is something that I have taken classes in more recently over the last year and a half. In terms of metabolic stress, so the change in your diet that you had, that type of stress can be expressed through the eyes. And astigmatism, which we always just thought was just due to purely the shape of the eyes, can actually fluctuate depending on how much strain you have on your eyes, whether that's from metabolism changes or from actually looking at things at different or incorrect distances. And so we're really happy to see that the astigmatism was completely eliminated from your prescription.
Yeah, it was just simple changes that I made with my diet and my eating habits. Now, one thing that I want us to share that I'm still speechless about this, was that, folks, I wear contact lenses. And do you remember how I came to you and my contacts were full of a lot of protein, you were saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That I really did not know our eyes, I don't want to say they were that valuable, but they could cause so many things as a result of doing cleanses and that. So tell people what happens when they do a cleanse, you know, for ones who wear contacts that may not know this, for example.
Yeah, there's, a lot of changes going on in the tear film. And your immune system is a very important part of your tear film because, of course, it's the entry passage for a lot of debris and dirt that comes into the eyes. And when you're wearing contact lenses, a lot of those items get, amplified. And if you've had cleanses done, you may have changes in your protein production, and you may repel something that you used to accept, which is a contact lens, which is technically foreign to the eye, and your eye will start to repel against the plastic in the contact lens material and coat it with protein to make it look like its own self. Unfortunately, you can't see through protein. That is extremely uncomfortable and will make your vision quite blurry.
Yeah. And I thought, what have I done to make my vision so bad? And here it was, the protein buildup. Now, people who have contacts, can you share with them the process that we did? Like, you gave me a different solution in that?
Yes, of course. Sometimes we get acclimatized to either the same lens material, and you may build up protein normally against the lens material that may have worked for 20 years. But using a nice hydrogen peroxide system, such as ClearCare, can give you a much more thorough cleaning rather than the one-step solution systems. There's a lot of people out there that just use saline, which is probably not a good idea. It doesn't clean your contact lenses very well at all. And sometimes switching to a different type of solution with a little bit more cleaning strength can take care of that protein problem on the contact lenses. Another option is a more frequent replacement of the contact lenses. So if someone is in a monthly disposable contact lens, going to a daily disposable contact lens where you dispose of the contact lens on a daily basis really takes care of that protein buildup, and that's what some heavy protein depositors actually need to resort to.
Okay, now if we've got someone listening and they don't have an optometrist, how would they go about finding a good one? What do you suggest? You're in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. I recommend everyone come to this lady. but if you're not in our area or in this country, how do people find
The states have an optometric association, and they should have a roster of optometrists that are on there. I think I am a little bit more partial towards the OEP doctors that are in the states. It's an excellent resource for a behavioral type optometrist that really does do natural behavioral type of optometry to make sure that the prescription you're getting is the best for you in terms of your functioning and your health. And you can find a list of those doctors on OEPF.org, and they have a full listing for every state in the U.S. to find exceptional doctors that have had this type of training.
Good. I would not be without this lady, guys. And if you have not had your eyes checked, it is a very important thing to have done. Now, let's talk about a regular eye cleaning routine. Should there be one? I know, like, we floss our, and we when we brush our teeth, should we do something specific for our eyes?
Well, that's a very good point, going right back to the tear film and the lids that are connected there that help produce your tear film. Those eyelashes that are there are not just there to have mascara put on and look really pretty. They're there to help prevent a lot of debris that is in the air from getting into the eye. And you blink many times throughout the day to keep the tear film smooth and clean. And the fluid gets transferred in and around in a nice circulatory pattern to help keep that area clean. But in the end of the day, those eyelashes, those brushes that are helping to keep the most of the debris out of the eye have a lot of coating on them. And when they get coated with debris, there is also a prevalence for your skin bacteria to migrate to that area because it's easy for them to hide out. And, of course, your skin has the normal bacteria on it. There's usually a lot of staph bacteria on your skin, and they love to hide out in between those nice eyelashes. And you give them a little bit of debris, and their toxins build up really quickly and can go inside the glands of your eyes and cause a mucus buildup. Sometimes you can get some debris on the eyelashes that can look like crusting. So there's a great eye shampoos available, such as Lid Care Towelettes by Novartis. You can do a nice warm compress that helps loosen up all that debris, and then give it a good scrub with this eye shampoo that doesn't cause any tearing. And it's a great makeup remover as well for the ladies out there. And then rinse really, really well with, and again, with warm water to get the shampoo off. And that cleans up the eyelashes quite nicely. But just like every shampoo, it dries everything out. So it's important to put a moisture drop in the eyes. Many moisture drops now, artificial tears that are over the counter, have nutrients in them as well. There are electrolytes and minerals in your tear film. It's not just saline in your eyes, and that's important to keep your cornea healthy. And a good example for that would be your Systane Ultra by Alcon. That's one of the favorite ones that I like to use.
I think that's what you got me taking now, isn't it?
Yeah. I like the ones that have the minerals and the nutrients in them, yes.
Yeah, and they've really made a difference for me, folks. So, you know, check these things out. Now, what can someone do to help when they have dry eyes? Use the Systane drops?
Yes, so definitely using the drops on 2 to 3 times a day. The most important drop is at night before you go to sleep.
Okay.
The tear film does try to rebuild itself overnight, so if you can give it a little kickstart with some moisture, that's very important. Of course, keeping yourself hydrated, drinking lots of fluids, and avoiding the caffeinated drinks is important as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are nutritional supplements that help the tear film of the eyes as well. You're looking at omega-3, which you can get from your fatty fish, such as salmon and tuna. And if you do not eat fish, there is also, you can get them from flaxseed. Good thing to ask your nutritional consultant to see where you can get omega-3 from, but it really does make a difference for the moisture on the eyes.
Wow, very good. See, folks, aren't you learning? Chris, aren't you so excited?
Every time I listen to your show, Sue, I get excited, and yeah. I love every guest you have.
I know. It's just so wonderful. And I'm telling you, every time I see this lady, I learn something new, you know?
It's giving me vision.
Good.
Okay, and on that note, let's go on to the next question.
Sure.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, my grandparents had cataracts, so does that mean that's hereditary and I'm going to get it?
Not necessarily. There are definitely families that have hereditary cataracts that go through them, but they would happen very early in life. So someone that's in their 30s that develops a cataract, that's usually hereditary.
Okay.
But we will all form cataracts as long as we live long enough.
Okay.
So the UV protection that the lens inside the eye gives to us to help protect the back of the eye causes damage to the lens, and that's what a cataract is. So lifelong exposure to ultraviolet light will lead to cataract formation in your 60s, 70s, 80s, if you're lucky to push it off that long. And again, that's why sunglasses are important to help prevent it.
Yes.
Diabetics will generally get cataracts 10 years earlier because the sugar that's floating around in the blood also goes inside the eye.
Okay.
And can accelerate the process of cataract formation inside the eye.
Wow. Well, we have to take another break again. And I thought when we come back, let's talk about what the leading cause of blindness is. And let's talk about color blindness, because I think that's an interesting topic. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about healthy eyes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We are having a very informative show for you today, and it is wonderful. I'm so excited to share this lady with you. She is my optometrist. She is Dr. Patricia Simone Fink, and we have been talking about healthy eyes all this show. Now, let's talk about what is the leading cause of blindness in North America, shall we?
Yes. Macular degeneration tends to be having quite the rise as the leader for that. And, of course, that is something that robs your central vision. It may start more in one eye than the other eye, but there really aren't too many effective treatments that are going to regain your vision once this process happens. There is definitely prevention is the key, and that's where those vitamins come into play in the UV protection. But if there is a family history, you have to be very cautious. Testing is available for genetic testing on this condition as well. And it becomes much more prevalent as we get older. 10% of the population over the age of 80 will have some form of macular degeneration. If you have a sibling that has macular degeneration, your risk goes up to almost 40%.
Wow.
So, you know, it is quite a devastating disease.
Yeah.
There's two forms, a dry form and a wet form, both with different treatment modules that are coming out. There is definitely some more treatment for wet that has been much more successful than what we've had in the past. A close second to macular degeneration is glaucoma, and that one is quite dangerous, as we call that sort of our silent vision robber, because, of course, there are no symptoms for glaucoma until it's too late. It doesn't cause any pain. It doesn't cause any symptoms. It's just an increase in the pressure inside the eye that very slowly changes your side vision such that you only have tunnel vision. And it has to be quite constricted before you will actually start to notice it. And again, catching this condition early has huge benefits in treatment.
And so by coming in for your regular checkups, that could catch that?
Yes, glaucoma testing is something that happens at every eye exam, and equipment has now permitted us to do this type of testing on younger and younger patients. And in the past, we really thought it was a disease of people over the age of 40, and we've caught many 19-year-olds and 18-year-olds with glaucoma, so it is really important to have everyone of all ages checked for glaucoma.
Now, let me ask you a question about color blindness. Sarah, my daughter, has a boyfriend who's colorblind, and we just really thought he dressed weird. we didn't know he was colorblind. Is it only boys that get color blindness?
No, the color blindness gene is actually carried on the X chromosome.
Okay.
So the Y chromosome does not have a color gene on it. So generally, we think boys are terrible at color matching, or they can't tell their blues separate from their grays. And even if you just have someone that has normal color vision, that is, an XY genetic pattern, as most of your males out there, they don't have a color matching scheme so much as a female that has two X chromosomes. So, two X chromosomes will probably give you a larger variation of your color cones, so it allows you for more color matching. But the genetic defect for vision, for color blindness, is on the X chromosome. So a male that has received the X chromosome from their mother, they got the Y chromosome from their father.
Okay.
And so it's carried through females in the family. And you have to have two X chromosomes, one from your dad and one from your mom, if you were to be a female with a color vision deficiency, to actually be visible. Most of the color blindness is red-green, but there are some blue-yellow, and very rarely some complete color blindness where there's only, black and gray and white type of color vision deficiency.
Now, can I ask you, we were talking with Chris about this during the break, what age do you test kids?
There's a red-green color book out there called Ishihara. And since the majority of the color vision deficiencies are red-green, this is actually an excellent test to do. It generally has numbers in it. However, they're color plates that are actually hand-drawn to make sure the color pigments stay the same. But we just have the kids trace the numbers, if they can follow the numbers. But there's also squiggled patterns in there of different colors with different overlays. And someone that is color vision deficient wouldn't see those, or would see a different pattern, which the tester would know indicates what type of color deficiency it would be.
Oh, very interesting. Now, I've got a question here. In my 40s, can exercises prevent me from needing my reading glasses to see small print?
Well, very good question. There is a lot of people in their 40s that are finding that the smaller print is much more difficult to see. And in some cases, the difficulty is actually not necessarily due to focusing, which is what the majority of us in our 40s are experiencing, as changes in focusing as the lens inside the eye gets harder and harder and more difficult to flex. But yes, there are exercises to help with alignment of your eyes that will help take the strain off from the focusing. And again, keeping the eye as flexible as possible by changing your posture from a lot of your up-close work to doing a lot more distance work will help preserve your near vision for longer and allow you to use a lower prescription. Definitely reading glasses are necessary for everyone eventually if you're not nearsighted. However, you can definitely affect the power of those lenses and how often you need them by keeping your eyes fit.
Okay. Now, when you're saying exercises, is this like rolling your eyes back and forth? Is this what you mean by exercise?
No, there's actually exercises through vision therapy that are specific for focusing and for moving the eyes in specific directions. And there are a series of exercises that are done in a precise pattern that have to follow a specific sequence, just like every other exercise program out there. So it's not like you just can go for a run around the block and think that's going to do the trick for you.
Well, I'd like you to come up with a solution. For me particularly, I'm one of a million, I betcha. How we read those small darn bottles, the kids when they have to take cough medicine, the little tiny print. I can't read them with my contacts, with my glasses. I can't read them at all. So what's the solution for that? And we got 30 seconds left for you to answer that. No pressure.
The best thing to do, because that's not a size print that would be normal for you to read on a regular basis, just get a hand magnifier to help see those.
Because you know what? We're seeing it more and more.
Yes. They're saving on packaging and printing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it makes me feel old, and I never say that word. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show today. And like I said, I'm so honored to have you as our family optometrist. And thank you for helping me see better and my family. And thanks for sharing with our listeners today.
Thank you so very much for having me, Sue. You are an absolute treat.
Thank you. Folks, learn about Dr. Patricia Simone Fink at drfink.ca. That's drfink.ca. Now, to learn more about me, visit AskSueLondon.com. Pick up a copy of my inspirational book, Soar Above It All. Sign up for the free newsletter and receive the 10 weekly inspiring videos. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Patricia Simone Fink. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today to Get Inspired Radio. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest is going to be John Ospinski, and the topic is clearing your lymphatic system. Next week, you actually can call in, and John will do a remote clearing session on you. He will tell you where your lymphatic system's not working. Phenomenal. On behalf of my guest, Dr. Patricia Simone Fink, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again next week. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.